As China's economy goes from strength to strength, the country is also making great efforts to promote its language and culture across the world. In just 3 years, China has opened branches of its Confucius Institute in over 70 countries around the world. The first Confucius Institute in the Czech Republic was opened on Wednesday at Balatsky University in Olomouc. Ruth Frankova spoke to the head of the center, David Uher, and started by asking him whether it was the university's own initiative or whether it was the Chinese who approached them.
It was both. In fact, our vice president was in Germany visiting one of those Confucius Institutes, and he thought that it is very interesting to have one in Czech Republic. So he contacted me and contacted the Chinese embassy in Prague, and we opened the Confucius Institute in cooperation with the embassy, it can be said like that.
What are the main aims of the Confucius Institute?
Firstly, it is teaching Chinese. Secondly, it is consultation for companies or people going to China. They have never been there and they want to know something about China if they are, for example, traveling or if they are going to make a business there. The third main purpose of this organization is to introduce Chinese culture to Czech people.
Are you free to decide about the content of your lectures or are you in any way controlled by the Chinese?
We received money from Chinese government, we receive books every year, and there should be two teachers sent by China to Czech Republic, and their salary, their accommodation is fully paid by Chinese government. But the institute itself is not under control.
I guess people are more interested in Chinese language courses than they were in the past. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. When I started to work here, it was 13 years ago, we had just 15 students in one grade. Now we have about 80 in the first grade and 40 in the second, and altogether we have 200 students studying Chinese. I believe that it has something to do with the popularity of China around the world, with the economic reforms that are now in China.
How do you teach Chinese? Is the method any different from teaching, for example, European languages?
One student, four students, and eight students. The groups are very small, so teaching method is very effective. We pay attention to spoken language firstly, because it is easier to study Chinese characters when you are able to speak.
That was David Uher, head of the newly opened Confucius Institute in Olomouc, and he was speaking there to Ruth Frankova.